Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14, 15, and 21. For Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died. And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and was raised again. God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. You may have encountered the slogan WWJD. It is shorthand for What Would Jesus Do? The goal of the acronym is to get people to live like Jesus. Although its intent is noble, it has one major flaw. It gives an incomplete view of Jesus and his work. The problem is that it presents Christ primarily as an example to follow. Today's Bible passage, however, destroys the notion that Jesus is just an example for Christians to follow on their walk with God. Have you ever heard better news than these three verses? Jesus died for all of our sins in our place as our substitute. And when Jesus died, it was as if everyone who has ever lived, is living, or will live had died. He died for all so that you will never know the horror of hell. This means that when God saw his Son on the cross, he saw all of the sins and sinners, and Christ was punished for each sin of all sinners. More than that, Jesus gives sinners what he alone has, his perfection and righteousness. The love behind that great exchange is what compels Christians to live not for themselves, but for the one who had died for them. All this means that Christianity is not about what you should do. It's about what someone else did for you. A better acronym would be RWJD, shorthand for Remember What Jesus Did. In other words, we don't live like Jesus, we live for Jesus. Lord Jesus, let your life, death, and resurrection for me empower my life lived for you. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.